Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There are over 17.5 million Americans who suffer from coronary heart disease. A lot of them have undergone either bypass surgeries or surgery to implant a stent. But a massive new study shows that in patients with stable heart disease, drugs and a healthier lifestyle could have the same or even better results than surgery.
But stent surgeries represent a multi-billion dollar business in the healthcare industry, and if doctors start shifting away from surgeries toward pharmaceuticals, you are looking at a huge shift in healthcare spending. Dr. Kirk Garrett is an interventional cardiologist and the immediate past president of the Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions. That's quite a title. Does that all fit on your card?
It does.
Okay.
Very tiny print.
So this is a very important study that what? It's a paradigm shift in the thinking about how to treat certain people with certain heart issues?
Well, you know, you would think it would be. But in fact, in the medical community, we've had information about this comparison of medications versus stents and bypass surgery that go back many years before this current trial. I think to really understand the importance of this ischemia trial, it's important to understand the findings of a big trial, a very similar trial in many ways, from 12 years ago called COURAGE. And COURAGE looked a lot like the ischemia trial in that it compared people with stable heart disease. They were treated either with medicines or with an early trip to the cath lab, figure out what was going on, put a stent in if necessary, or even a bypass operation. And what we found with COURAGE was that for people who had not had a good regimen of medical therapies, starting off with medicines would often be enough, and you didn't have to lean on stents and bypass surgery. Now, folks were a bit critical of the COURAGE trial because those patients that went to the cath lab and turned out to have a lot of blockages, the doctors would not randomize those patients. They were too worried that just medicines alone wouldn't be enough. So the ischemia trial was really set up to get around that obstacle. And in the ischemia trial, patients were randomized before they had the cath test to find out where their blockages were and how many there were. And that allowed randomization without having that bias influence on the part of the referring doctors.
Okay, so you can't criticize it as much this go-around. Does it lead to a change, you think, in how things are done? I mean, if you're in the throes of a heart attack, obviously they're going to wheel you in and do surgery. But if not, do more and more doctors just start putting people on the pills?
Well, that's a really important point that you made about the heart attack patients, and a very, very essential point to be clear about. The patients that were involved in the ischemia trial were not the heart attack patients. These were people who were walking around, doing generally pretty well, but turned out to have a bad-looking stress study, maybe had a little more chest pain symptom than usual, but they were not unstable. The unstable patients we know do best with a trip to the cath lab and stents or surgery if needed. The stable patients, though, today, we by and large don't treat them with stents like we used to 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. We almost always rely on medical therapies to stabilize them first, and then we only use the stents or bypass surgery if they're continuing to struggle. So in many ways, I think the ischemia trial confirms that the kinds of practice standards that we embrace today were good ones.
So if somebody, you mentioned a stress test, so somebody gets a stress test and they fail or it doesn't look particularly good, but they are otherwise asymptomatic or they only have chest pain every so often, should they be concerned when, because, you know, a lot of people want a quick fix, when the doctor says to them, don't worry, you don't need to be wheeled in to get any further workups, you don't need stents, you don't need to have open heart surgery, here are some pills for cholesterol, here are some pills for blood pressure, maybe here's an aspirin a day, should they be concerned that by following that they're going to drop dead a week later of a heart attack?
Well, that's the beauty of the ischemia trial findings. We now know that patients don't have to worry about that, and doctors don't have to worry about that. The ischemia trial says, no, you can start with medical therapies and push those medicines hard without fear that patients are going to have some terrible outcome. And then if the medicines just aren't working well, or patients don't want to take them, or they have side effect problems, or what have you, then they can be referred in and stents or bypass surgery can be used.
Dr. Kirk Garrett, interventional cardiologist, Immediate's past president, Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions. Doctor, thanks.